good evening, America. Good morning, America. Good afternoon, America.
Or whatever other countries you might be in.
Good morning, world. Good afternoon, world. Good evening, world.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Love, life, music, just whatever. So, made me forget what I was going to say. Let's get into the topic. Oh, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's jump into the topic.
So, today's topic is success. What success is to each of us. I don't want to start.
Why not? It's your question.
Yeah, so I'm asking. So I gotta answer last.
What does success mean to us?
Yeah. Or what does it take? When will you consider yourself successful? Like, what things are under success that must be accomplished for you to be successful?
For us specifically?
For you specifically.
Excuse me. You looked at me, so you must want me to go first.
No, you look like you already started.
So no, I was gonna let you go first.
I was gonna let you cook. Go ahead.
I'll go.
All right.
So to me, success is me having control over my time and doing the things that I love to do to fund the lifestyle that I desire.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Go ahead.
For me, I guess success would just be, I don't know, it's tough because, like, I kind of go back and forth a lot of times. I mean, I guess it would be just the freedom to do whatever I feel like doing. Like, just the feeling of being free. Granted, I feel like I kind of feel that now.
Yeah, you read when you cook now.
I do. Don't do that at home, y'all. Sometimes it can get dangerous. But, but yeah, I think it's just the freedom. Yeah, so I guess at the moment, I think I would say I would feel it now, I guess. I feel successful now, as opposed to, because it's not necessarily a destination anymore. I used to think of it as a destination because it's like, I mean, that's how everybody talks about it. Like, all right, we have to do, when you get somewhere, you gotta get to a destination. When you're aiming for something, you gotta get to the destination. But I don't necessarily look at it as a destination anymore. It's just like am I happy now? All right, then. It's like, because if I'm happy now with whatever stuff I got going on right now, then. What? Yeah, it's like you give me more. I'm just, that's a blessing.
I should have went before. I guess I don't really know, just because I never, like, I've asked myself the question, but I never actually sat down and took the time to really think and answer what success looks like for me. I feel like maybe success is me achieving what my younger self always desired to achieve, but also not limiting myself to capping that at my success.
Do you know what your younger self wanted to achieve? You gotta find a little black box.
Yeah, I gotta find a little black box. But, I mean, some of it is still stuff. Okay, so I think some of it, like the music stuff, but I don't think my younger self knew what it would look like. I think my younger self had a different image of how it would come to fruition versus how it's actually coming to fruition. So yeah, I don't necessarily know. I definitely have that question up on my, it's not an idea board, but it is kind of an idea board. It's up there. So, like, but I never sat down. Like, I wrote the question down and I put it up there for me to think about. And I never actually went back and, like, actually sat down and thought about what it meant for me or what it looked like for me or how did I want to define my success. Because I feel like, kind of like you were saying, well, I like the whole thing where you said that it's not a destination, so I'm going to take that. But, yeah, I'm just going to take that. But I think that it's important to know what success means to you, because it helps keep you moving forward and it helps you stay on track for what you actually want. Like, if you want it to, for you to be in control of your time, or if you like feel like it's the journey and the joy in the journey, then you recognizing that is important. So I don't know.
That's okay. I think that's okay, though. I think it's okay to not fully know, because we put so much emphasis on like knowing everything right this second.
I just found out probably yesterday, a couple days ago, but I'm halfway successful because I actually realized I have complete control over my time.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that too. I was definitely gonna ask you, like, you don't feel like you have control over your
time? I'm halfway there. So like I got one foot in the door. So now I just gotta, I literally wrote down the stuff that I enjoy doing that'll be able to fund the lifestyle that I desire. The life that I desire and the life, everything. Yeah, it's very simple. You know, when you break stuff down, it's like, okay, now this is where my focus goes. This is where my energy goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple. I don't know if it's necessarily easy, though. I think that's because, like,
I said easy?
No, I was just saying simple. In general, I just wanted to say, yeah, because like, I think stuff could be simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy to do. Yeah, it's like, it's very simple.
Take time.
Yeah, you know, and I think success is 100% based on, like,
sorry.
100% based on what you value.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you for me, it might be like, all right, if I'm not making 40 million, then it's like, I don't consider myself a success. Like y'all might be like, as long as I'm making enough so I can support my family, that's a success. But like, so under like what you value, it's like you're a success. Under what I value, I didn't hit the mark yet.
And I think that's the thing for me and why I haven't actually sat down and I guess defined it. And I guess I would be defining it in this moment, not necessarily for the entirety of my life, just because, like, the things that I valued when I was younger, I don't necessarily hold those things to, they don't have the same weight in my life. Not all of the things. So it's like, back then, when I was younger, me having a family and, like, having kids and being married by now was something that was like, yeah, I will be successful at that and, you know, already be full-fledged into my career, how I want to be, right? But right now it's like, okay, if I was to like get married and have the kids right this second, like the marriage, okay, yes, the kids, we can wait on the kids. Like, now it's like, now I hold more value in enjoying my life and like taking care of myself and learning to put myself first rather than like me taking care of other people and all of that stuff. So it's just like my success, I don't know, I guess my success, I would have to define it for right now and then redefine it for when I grow, which could be like every day, but like right now in this moment, I guess.
I agree with that, because I think it's so funny because we're trying to define what success is, but it's such a fluid thing. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing concrete about it, because you can wake up and
constantly growing, constantly evolving.
You know, so it's just like as of today, then your version of success is this, and you shouldn't, and we should be okay with it changing. Once we get more information. So it's like, all right, we get more information, we get there, and we're realizing, like, hey, you know what? I thought this is what made you successful, but I don't actually like this. Like, this isn't even what...
This ain't what I want.
This isn't it, yeah.
Or this doesn't feel like I thought it was going to feel, or, like, this was cool, but now I want to do something else. Like, right now, me being successful would be me mastering a wash and go. The way that I would look, my hair would be flowing, okay? Mm-hmm. That is me being successful today. So once I get there, I will let you guys know.
Speaking about hair, I might lock it back up again. Okay. Not immediately, but
why?
I had thoughts.
Why?
Just had thoughts.
What were the thoughts?
I might lock it back up.
You
like it?
Locks. You miss them? It's easier to deal with?
When they were short, yeah. But might be the same. Sometimes I miss the bun. My hair was mad long.
It was.
I just had to start over, start fresh.
Cleansing.
It's a lot of energy and memories in your hair. Mm-hmm. So I just had to start fresh.
Me too.
Where it's like the fifth time I grew my hair, but not to this length.
Yeah, you don't usually grow your hair this long.
Yeah. Then not at all. So, but yeah, I mean, I feel you. I feel you, man.
Well, where are you getting? Oh, never mind. We'll talk about that later. I was gonna say who you want to, lock them up.
I actually still have people on Instagram that I planned on going to when I had locks.
Okay, I was about to say you gonna go back home and get them done. Probably be cheaper.
It probably
you could probably get them for free.
On this dome.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could, but I'll have to make sure that I don't want thick locks. I want them like how I had them.
Yeah, that's how she be doing. She did shaves.
I don't know how. I don't know.
Actually, did she start shaves? No, she did not start shaves.
Yeah, she did.
Either way, you'll figure it out. But yeah, so washing up. That is what would make me successful in this moment. So right now, I think I'm about 1/4 successful because
you got a fourth of the wash.
I did.
You got the wash.
I didn't just get the go.
I understand.
I got it.
I mean, you went, but you
I did.
Yeah, but it wasn't a wash, and maybe it's the and. You know?
I think it is. The and is what holds it together.
Mm.
And I think it's something missing in there that's not, you know.
Because I got the curls, mm-hmm. but they just not for the girls. The curls right now, you know.
But yeah, jumping back on topic.
Success.
Nah, but like, I feel like, I don't know, success is such a weird thing. And also, our world is weird just because we have so many things that we try to define in absolutes that can't necessarily be defined. So a lot of times with success, we talk about it in terms of money. And
that's like the last. Now, it's like, when I was younger, when you were talking about your younger self, that might have been what success looked like for me, just having it all. Now, that's just a byproduct of being successful.
Right.
So I'm halfway there, like, everything I need to pay for is paid for. But I'm just got to tap into that abundance.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just got to tap into that abundance.
I was going to ask, you guys kind
of... Sorry to cut you off.
Nah, you're fine.
You guys are kind of alluding to it at this point, but I was going to say, what do you think your younger self would say about you now? Like, do you think your younger self would consider yourself a success, or would they be like, nah, You falling short, my guy. You falling short, my like.
I think my younger self probably be like, you could tighten up in certain areas. I like you. I'm glad. I'm glad I grew up to
be you. I think my younger self would love me, just because I feel like my younger self would be like, I didn't know life could be like this. Like, this is kind of cool that you're doing this. I think there are going to be some questions, you know, like, what happened to us doing this? And I'm going to have to be like, listen, we're on our way. No, but I think my younger self would probably love who I am becoming, because I'm still becoming.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
So, for me, I think... I slapped my knees. I'm sorry about that. What does that happen? For me, I think my younger self would be they would be cool with where I'm at. I think, depending on where in time my younger self was at, because when I was like 15, 16, I would have been like, bro, you old, bro, you ain't even do what you was trying to do yet. What are we doing? But then I think seeing myself enjoy what I'm doing, I think it would be all right. I see what you. I get the feeling that you're going for. So it's like, I'll let you slide.
That make it that much. Like, that makes it way better actually enjoying it. Because like, the success is within. Like you were saying, it's not a destination. Like, the success is within whatever you're doing. So like, actually enjoying whatever it is, it's like, now I'll be like, I see why it took this long, or why it had to take this long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'd be like, even yesterday, was it last night or this morning? Sometime I was going through my videos, and I was like, yeah, y'all wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. I was listening to what I was saying, because each one was fire. Mm-hmm. How did I think of this? Y'all couldn't have been listening to the same thing I was listening to. So, yeah, but now I could, like, I understand now.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy it, so.
And I think that's why, like, I said my younger self would have questions, because we had a plan, or at least we thought we had a plan. I lived the life, so, like, I know it wasn't a real plan, but, like, just asking, like, but then you can explain, like, we had growing to do.
Like, yeah, that'd be another big part. Like, you're not ready. Like, I'd even be thinking, like, I was not ready for anything that would have came with anything that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. You got to be okay with that. I think even now, it's like, the more I look at it, I notice the times where I'm not ready for it, but I really want it. It's like, it's God saving me from whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh dang, you would've embarrassed yourself if you was out there doing it. Like, at this point, you was not built for it. You didn't have the mental capacity, you didn't have the energy to work it. Whatever it was, it's like, you weren't really prepared for it. Yeah. So now it's like, alright, whenever I get whatever I want, I know it's like, alright, this was the perfect timing that it was supposed to happen.
Right. Because you gotta actually be ready to receive and walk into those things.
Yeah, and then it's a lot of responsibility that come with being great.
Yeah.
Like, so.
With great. What is it? Power becomes great responsibility.
But you saw something. Yeah. I'm like, hold on.
No. I just was going into my Spider-Man bag.
That's fine. I had just, one of the books I was reading, they had just mentioned that exact quote. That's actually really funny. But they all, never mind, I'm not even going.
They always saying the same thing.
That's really what it is. They always saying the same thing. And like,
yes,
I mean, it takes a lot to be great, but like, this is a thought I had. I was thinking, when everybody's doing the same thing, everybody can't be great at it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's true, because everybody is literally doing the same thing. But you're right. Everybody not good at it. Pardon me.
No. Everybody can't be great at it.
Because that literally defeats the point of the word great, right? Because like, the people who are exceptional at it, you can't be. If everybody's exceptional, then nobody's actually exceptional. So it's like, if everybody's making music, if everybody's dancing, right? Everybody can't be the best. Otherwise, they're.
If there's no best at that point, everybody, you know, just is, that would be the norm.
Yeah, and it's like, but I think everybody can be the best at their particular skill set, at whatever it is. And I mean, that's partially what being a success is. That's how we view success in America, at least. But like, you being the best in whatever your skill set is. But like, I think a lot of us are trying to be amazing at stuff we had no business being amazing at, you know, which is not even a thing. But it's just like, yo, this isn't, like, you're not you're gifted. You just not gifted at skiing. Like, that's right. Not you. Like, that's not, you know, it's like, you a skater, but you're not a skier. That's, mm-hmm. It's two different.
They similar.
Yeah, it's close. You close. You might be a snowboarder, but not a skate. Like, it's just, I think it just depends. So.
You're right.
I don't know how we got here. I really want to apologize. That was just a...
I don't know how either. You skied over there.
Yeah. I was about to say something that was going to take us all the way off.
Oh, what you about to say?
You know, I'm a little scared to go skiing.
I actually wanted to go snowboarding, but I was little. Yeah. And the people said I was too small to go. So I can't go. But I'm going to still go snowboarding.
I would rather go snowboarding, but I feel like skiing, I don't know why I would be more nervous to ski. Because they got the little sticks, so.
Not the little sticks.
They be going, like, real fast.
Yeah, I'll go snowboarding, though. That would be fine.
I do go.
I would go tubing.
I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to. I might be talking to a stranger, but they were talking about skiing. And they were saying, and it's like with anything in life, but they're saying when you're skiing, like just focus on a few feet ahead of you, because the second you start looking up, that's when you start crashing. So because he was saying, because he's skiing for years or whatever, and he'll see people that'll just be, they'll be in it, and they'll be like, damn, where am I at? And they look up, boom, hit something. And just start falling, so it's just like.
See, I don't want that to happen.
But I mean, the same thing happened with snowboarding. I heard snowboarding
baby slopes.
Yeah,
I'll try a baby slope, and then I'll go tubing on something else.
I heard snowboarding is hot, though. I heard like all of it is like because you're moving.
I mean,
if
you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like because of how much you're moving, and then you know you're falling. You gotta know the right way to fall.
And that's what see. I don't want to learn how the right way to fall.
But you gotta get back up.
I don't want to do that.
Remember when we when you recorded with Sherrod?
Mm-hmm.
I watched the video this morning when you was like, wee, hold on.
I don't want that song to come out live. Nah, but yeah. I don't consider me learning how to ski me being successful right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that.
All right, so in...
I ain't catch what you said.
It took me a second. I heard you, but I was like, what?
Trying to get us back on track.
I'm getting you.
Ski us out too many times.
Ski us back on track.
We learned how to fall.
Yeah. So, in what you guys described as like your version of success, if you don't get it, you consider yourself a failure then?
Not a failure, as long as I was enjoying the moment. As long as I'm present in the moment and enjoying the stuff, I wouldn't be a failure. Yeah. But if I'm enjoying it, I don't see myself not. Actually, because it'd be moments I'll be feeling like I'm just running in place.
Do you enjoy the running in place?
No.
Why not?
I enjoy what I'm doing, but it's like, am I doing the right things that'll push me forward, or am I just doing stuff to seem busy?
I feel like this is a difficult question. Just because sometimes you might define, or you think you define what you want to go for, and then you realize what you were aiming for, what you achieved is either greater or it might be slightly different from the thing that you deemed that would be successful initially. So I feel like you said, if I'm enjoying the process, the end result, I still might, I don't know, like it's a chance that I might be like, dang, I failed. But it's also a chance that I might be like, oh, I actually discovered something that I like to do, or something that I didn't know was possible. Or like, you might just discover something else or learn something about yourself that you didn't know just from the journey of it. And I feel like that in turn is still a success.
Mm-hmm. And I actually see the curls. As you talking, I see him. Society. Success.
They there. I'm just, you know, well, one
successful.
Fourth.
Successful.
Yeah. I'm figuring it out. I'm so much closer because 2 weeks ago, whew, just a puff.
Look like mom.
But yeah, so I feel like I don't know. It's it's just a difficult question. Because right now, I might look and be like, dang, if I don't do this, then dang, I fail. But when I get to wherever I'm, like, wherever this part of my journey leads me to, I might be like, you know what, I still didn't do that. But this other thing is fire. So I don't know.
So at that point, did you change what your definition of success is, or?
It's possible, or I just change. Actually, if I love doing that new thing that I found, like if I enjoy doing it, and then I would still feel successful.
Because
the second half of mine was the stuff that I enjoy doing or I love doing to fund my life. The life that I desire.
Because then at that point, it becomes like what you said. The journey becomes the success. It's not necessarily a destination. That was a successful journey because, like, I enjoyed it. Or I'm still on this journey and I'm enjoying this journey. I'm in success.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's kind of what I was asking you. Like, why don't you like the running in place as much as you like the moving forward? Because if it's about the journey, it's about all of it. Like,
so, you want to go or can I just jump in real quick?
You can jump in.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to speak from my own experience. Although, right, the journey is, I'm enjoying the journey. It's still a journey. So there's parts of it where I might feel like I don't necessarily like this. It might feel harder for me to do this. This running in place, I might actually be going somewhere, but because I feel like I've been running in place for 5 days, I'm getting annoyed.
You remember when I was talking about working out in the beginning, you see a little bit of results, and then it's this little area we running in place. Area where you cut off. Like, you got all the fat off, and you just there. You don't know how long you're going to be there. If you stop working out, you're never going to get to where you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. But if you keep working out, at this point, you're just getting stronger and stronger and stronger until this
you
specific
finally see
day
the
you
results.
See the
yeah.
results.
It's like when we be talking about how some people are too close to see, like, what you're doing or whatever. Like,
a lot of
like,
times we be too close to
we in it.
That's what I found. Yeah. Oh yeah, because even with the website, I just stopped. The website was basically done, but I just stopped for some reason, and I went back to it, and I seen how much of an actual website I had, and I'm like, why did I stop? And then that's when I realized we be too close to what we like. We be talking about other people, but we don't even be understanding what we actually have until we take a step back and like, hey, you know what? I shouldn't have stopped. But sometimes you need to take that step back so you could actually realize
that you shouldn't have took the step back. It's funny.
It's part of the journey.
Yeah, yeah. And because I'm thinking about like stuff that I remember Kobe was talking about when you find something. He was talking about basketball in general for him, of course, but he was saying he loved everything about it. Like, even when he was getting stuff wrong, he liked it. And I was just thinking, that's what I was asking you, because it's like, even when you're struggling, you enjoy it. I personally feel like you'll find success or whatever. Because, like, I think a lot of the times we'll be struggling and we'll be like, dang, because I'm struggling, I'm not successful. Or because I'm struggling, I didn't get it. When it's like, that's also a part of the journey. If we're running a marathon, the part where you feel like your lungs is about to collapse, that's also a part of the journey. So it's like, in theory, you should love, as much as you don't have to like it, but you should love the worst parts about it just as much as you love the greatest parts about it.
But I feel like a lot of times you don't, while you're going through those worst parts, like, okay, take working out. We're gonna go back to that because I don't necessarily like to work out per se. Like, it's okay. But while I'm working out, I'm do not enjoy working out. Like, I don't... Sit-ups? Uh-uh. This is not fun for me.
After the first set, I'll be like, yeah, I'm
not. After the first set, I'll be like, let me get some ice cream. Because I deserve it now. Because this is ridiculous. But it's a part of the journey. So, like, as a whole, I don't like saying these things out loud, but I start to enjoy the journey of working out, and I start the regularity mm-hmm. of working out and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean that that specific moment, like, yeah, I'll look back and be like, you know what, that wasn't so bad. Or like, I'll enjoy the overall moment, but that's still a hard moment for me, so I'm still going to feel the emotions that I feel in that moment.
Yeah. I feel like once you take away the trying to be perfect, once you take the perfection out of it and not focusing on the end result, it'll make everything in between that much easier. Not necessarily easier, but it'll make it that much more enjoyable.
Okay, so
tolerable.
So using your guys, and again, because I agree with you, but I'm just trying to like, dig a little deeper here, right? Because from how you, which using, if you were using working out as an example.
He ain't been answering no questions.
I've been trying to switch it to you, but
you keep asking more questions.
But it's just, I'm just going as go with the flow here. But, so, because I'm hearing you guys, we were talking about the journey, but it's like
Oprah in the building.
Right.
I'm hearing you guys Dr. talk about Finn. The journey, right? I hear you guys talk about the journey, right? But if we're talking about working out, right?
What do you feel about the journey?
Yeah.
I was the one that started about it.
He did actually answer this question.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead. So, alright, I'm saying, if we're using the example of working out, right? So, both of you guys said, it's like, you know, when I'm doing it, I don't like it. But once I finish, I'm like, I enjoyed that. Wouldn't that just...
I said after the first set.
After the first set. Wouldn't that just be as soon as you get to the destination for you guys? You enjoyed it, you didn't enjoy the process of going through it. Versus somebody who's like... The people who end up going to the gym religiously are usually the people who they enjoy... Even if it's pain, they enjoy the fact that this stuff hurts. That's the reason why they do it consistently. So it's like, if you're only going to do it because you enjoy the end result, then it's like, do you actually enjoy what you're doing?
I mean, you're right, but I was also saying at the end of the workout, not at the end of me being, you know, my summertime fine, ready. I ain't get there yet. Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know, because I guess you're right, though, because when it comes to music and stuff like that, I'll suffer through going, doing whatever I need to do, singing with a sore throat, all that stuff, versus if I need to just work out, I'll be like, can we just not do it today?
I got a sore throat.
I had a sore throat. I can't do sit-ups with a sore throat. You know? So, I guess that's not enjoying the journey, because you don't enjoy the harder parts.
And not saying that you can't, but I think at least, again, if we're using the example of working out, when you work out, the people who typically stick to it are the people who, like the gym rats, who for whatever reason, whether they love the process of progress, or they just enjoy the pain, whatever, they just enjoy all of it. Like, it's not even the good with the good and the bad, right? It's not like I can't wait to get it. I mean, it could be I can't wait to get out of this portion, but it's like, all right, once I get, like, it's like, I know I'm here, I know this is this part hurts,
but I just gotta get started. Woo! After the first set, it's like a little warm up.
But I feel like with gym rats, like, they're already past the point of the struggling, like, dang, I just gotta get through this. Like, they made it past that point because they've been that consistent.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
It's a part of their life.
Yeah, I don't want to say that you're not enjoying the... Like, it may be parts of the journey that you may not enjoy. And I think a lot of times, those initial phases before you built up whatever tolerance, whatever actual habits, whatever, like, I guess, determination to just continue through it, then you may not enjoy it. I think that's with anything. I don't think that that's with, I think, like, because a lot of things, even with sports, a lot of people love to watch sports, and then when they start to try to play the sport, they be like, this is a lot. Right, but then if you keep going, it starts to get easier. You still have challenges, you still have difficulties, but you're more in the flow of things, you're more in the rhythm of things, and then you can kind of enjoy the journey because you're prepared more for whatever. I don't know.
I was gonna say, I'm not saying that you can't find the enjoyment in stuff that you don't like doing. I think for the, again, using this new example that you said, if you're talking about playing a sport. For the person who comes in and is like, oh, I love watching it, but when I started playing it, I realized this stuff I don't like. It's like, well, that's partially because you don't, like, you love watching it. You don't actually love the journey, right? You love the journey of going through the process of playing it. You love the journey of watching it and like, all right, let me see all the stats, that version of it, the good and bad that comes with watching it. But you don't, in terms of the good and bad of actually playing the sport, that's just not you. Like, that's just not what you want to do. Like, that's just something that you don't enjoy it. So it's like, you can find pleasure in stuff like, all right, maybe I don't like shooting 100 free throws a day. You know, that's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if we dunking, I like dunking. I can dunk all day. But the three, you know, like maybe that's where you find your enjoyment in the negative. But that, from what I've seen, at least, the people who actually enjoy like the negative parts just as much as the positive parts, those are the people that end up finishing or ended up being successful or whatever it is that they're doing.
I don't think you gotta enjoy it, like the negative part. I mean, you still gotta do it. But enjoying it, it's only a few people who enjoy every aspect of what they're doing.
But I also think that, like, I just feel like a lot of times you don't enjoy it in the moment because, like, when you're in the moment, if it's rough, you won't feel it. Like, it's going to be rough. You'd be afterwards.
Like, right. Or you might be like, oh, I missed that part.
Right. But in that moment. It's
like, ah, man, I could live without it. But I'm going to still do it. But if I didn't have to.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's why I said I think if you love all of it, it's fine. Like, you can love it but not like it, and I think that's different. But if you don't,
could have started with that.
But that's what I said. Run the tapes back. I said that exact thing. I said, I mean, you can love it, but in terms of you actually liking it, but I think you have to love all of it. Because if you don't love all of it, you're not gonna go through all of it. Like, you're gonna stop. That's the main reason why we stop at a lot of stuff where we start. Because it's like, you know, I like doing. I like figure skating. But once I got into it, I didn't ice skate. I don't know why all of the skating is an example. But it's like I like ice skating, but I don't like the process of falling every single time. You don't like falling.
I would be falling.
You would fall for ice skating.
I would.
Yeah. It's like, me personally, I can roller skating. I'm fine with falling there. Falling or ice skating, I don't care what
I think the ice is softer than the concrete.
The ice is cold, and then
slide a little bit.
It'd be cold, it's and then cushion. now you cold and wet, and you get up.
You got jackets, cushions.
Yeah, you know, dress for the weather.
Nah. And then now if I'm skating fast, now I got wind and then wet jacket, wet gloves.
Why you fall?
Because I'm not a good ice skater. What you expect me to do? I can roller skate. Four wheels? Give me four wheels.
I'm not.
One blade?
I roller skated with four wheels for the first time in college.
How did that go?
It was okay. I thought I was going to be falling all over the place. I had to start off slow, but I still prefer a roller blade or an ice skate over roller skate.
Nah, ice skating overrated. my humble opinion.
It's not.
Overrated.
It's phenomenal.
Then I gotta actually really be careful, because, you know, if I put my hand out, somebody skating, ah, my fingers. Nah, it's too much.
Why you putting your hand too in? Much.
I'm trying to catch myself. I don't know how to fall here.
Just fall on your butt.
Fall
you
on my butt. Now, what if I'm falling forward?
You're not gonna catch yourself on ice.
Yeah.
I know. I'm gonna just keep gliding. now it's even, I'm at more risk. Now I got kids, little Jimmy over here. I hit Jimmy's. His blade go flying. Well, this isn't safe.
Let's his blade should not go flying. It should be attached to his.
It should be.
Should be tied.
Roller skating, my thing. Ice skating. But yeah, I'm not willing to. No matter, you can tell me if I roller skate every day in 2 years, I'll be an amazing roller skater. That's great. I personally, I'm not gonna go through.
You mean ice skate?
Ice skate. I'm not gonna ice skate. Because I don't feel like falling every day. That's just not my thing. Like, that's
you don't
just,
have to.
I'm saying I don't like the bad parts of ice skating. I don't like enough for me to be able to stick it through. To get to the good parts. That's all I was saying. But yeah. So in general, that's the reason why I was asking you why. Like, do you still love the times when you're running in place? When you're trying to do whatever.
Oh, that's doing. How we
that's
got
it.
This whole time I was like, what was that?
Yeah, yeah, because I think it's important that you still love, even if you're running the place, it's like, shit, at least I'm still running. Like, at least I'm still in the game.
But then even with that, running in place, sometimes I'll be like, maybe I should switch mm-hmm. it up a little bit. Because mm-hmm. I've been here for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. consistently, back to back, and I'm still... It still feels like I'm in the same space. Mm. 9 times out of 10, I'm not. Either I learned a lot, or I've... Yeah. Most of the time, if you're in the same space, you're learning a lot. Like, if you look back, or when you look back, you'll see how far you came from when... Let's go to mixing. Mm-hmm. I was in the same exact spot.
Mm-hmm.
Even taking breaks in between. If we go from Gallus... to San Diego, completely different mix.
Mm.
Like, quality wise, I probably use less plugins. Everything is like completely different. And then even I went back to Gallus and I looked and I'm like, this looks like, just looking at it, I knew it wasn't correct.
Yeah, but that's because you developed a good relationship with mixing, even the parts that you didn't like beforehand. So that's what I'm saying. I think you can find enjoyment in anything. I mean, I think as people we can find enjoyment in anything, right? But the stuff that you really can, like, all right, I'm willing to push through whatever this portion that I don't like because I enjoy the whole process. If there's any part of the process that you're like, I'm not willing to do it. That's, again, we're talking about working. That's the reason why most people don't work out. Because, like, they don't, there's nothing in the, and the only thing that motivates people, most people from working out is the end result. It's like, I'm going to be fit. Nobody ever tells you that. You got to keep up the body after you get to
take out that end result. Now you just, like, you just doing it.
Yeah, you just saying
it.
Yeah.
Like, but every time after every workout, I'll be wanting to run. I do. I'm like, yeah, I need to go run.
I actually want to start running more. Because I know my body function better because I used to be an athlete. My body functions better when I do work out consistently. And, yeah. I don't like admitting these things to you guys.
It's gross.
Ah.
Yeah.
Accountability.
Yeah. You got to be uncomfortable. Got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So that's
I'm very uncomfortable admitting this.
Uncomfortable.
But, yeah. I'm definitely about to try to start running more and stuff like that. But I've been through the whole feeling stagnant with working out and all that stuff. Yeah. And I've been past that. I just keep injuring parts of my body.
Oh, yeah, I had a question. I had thought about this a couple days ago, maybe last week. What happened to y'all group workout thing that y'all was doing?
In college?
No, he's talking about, yeah, after.
Oh. I don't know. Everybody just fell off. Like,
yeah, because the goal was what, to be thing by the summer.
Nobody
really loved the process.
It really take like a year to actually.
Yeah, we know when we was like, whew, we're tired. I think stuff started happening in people's lives, and then everybody just started falling off. And then we tried to pick it back up. I'm like, hey, dropping this yoga video here. Da da da. And then I overdid it with the yoga.
For yourself?
Yeah. Like, I overdid it because of my shoulder. I did this one yoga video. She was just doing too much. And then I fell off, and then everybody fell off again. And it's just like, all right. So. But, I mean, I gotta want it for myself. I gotta do it for myself anyway, so it is what it is. But that's pretty much what happened with that workout group. It was great for the month or so, you know, that it was there.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I think, speaking for me and working out, a lot of the times, like, I'll work out and I'll get to a point where I just enjoy working out. But the second I start thinking about, like, when I'm gonna stop, and when I reach the goal, is usually when I stop for whatever reason.
Word. Like, this time I don't necessarily have a goal. I know how I want to look, but in my mind I already know it's gonna take a little time to get to where I'm going. But even now, it's part of my day. So if I don't work out, my days don't be going how they supposed to. My days be in shambles. I feel like how I felt today. Actually, no, I don't. I don't be knowing what to do. Today, I knew I needed to sit down and just relax. But if I didn't work out this morning, I would have been trying to do stuff. That's why Naruto was on. And I actually did do stuff today, but I would have just been trying to get something done.
Yeah.
I actually did a lot today.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Real subtle.
But yeah, I can't, like I said, for me, I can't. As soon as I start thinking about, oh, like, what am I gonna look like? What am I, whatever? Like, what's the ideal physique? It's like something in my mind be like, oh, you put an angle at the end of this. All right, well, because I don't know why, but I enjoy it when I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it. Because it's like, all right, and then when I happen to look up and I'm like, oh, the gains. See the gains. Now I'm good, but when I start thinking about actually putting an end date on it, it's almost like it makes me more sad to think about stuff ending than it does.
Yeah,
maybe I should go to therapy for that.
Probably.
Just not being okay with stuff ending. That's probably why I watch One Piece. But
that's why I don't work out, because once I set a goal,
you don't want it to end.
I want it to end.
I call Cat.
Oh, you want it to?
I want it to end as soon as it starts. But I feel like I need activities. I think the just...
Yeah, you gotta do stuff.
Yeah.
That you working out.
But it don't... If I'm playing some type of sport or something like that, then I won't feel like I'm working out. Unless it's track.
People about track. Like,
nah, track used to feel like
I hated running.
That race.
And I'm like, all we doing is running. Like, mm-hmm. I can run. But it's like, when I'm thinking about running, or it's nothing that's distracting me from running. So I don't like running, but I can run.
Right.
So like basketball, I'm not thinking about running. Thinking about everything else except running.
That's soccer, how it was with soccer.
I'm thinking about everything else except running. Yeah. Running is just, I have to run in order to do everything else that I'm trying to do.
Right, it's just a means to get to where I'm trying to go.
Well, I think, and this is not that, at the time I didn't adopt this idea, but this is something that I did like. I liked racing, I didn't like
racing.
So it's like, if we would have been doing it for the whole purpose of, hey, because I enjoy racing, we probably would have had more fun doing it. But it doesn't
racing, like, if it's just me, like, if,
because they had you doing the 400.
Yeah, that's a
but that's, I like the relays. I ain't like the 4x4.
Oh, the relays was
fine. Like relays. But if it's just me, I'm good. Let me just go jump. I don't care about this race. Yeah. But with the relays, it's like, okay, I'm not doing it for me. I don't care about this race, but me being on this race will help the people who actually care about it. Mm. Mm-hmm. When? So let me just... Third leg, usually the slowest. So I'm running in place. You know, I'm just holding the spot. If y'all need me to speed up and catch somebody, I can do that. But if we already in front, I'ma just, you know, stay where we at. And whoever lasts, take it home.
I used to love third leg. I ran every part of the the relay team. I was first leg, I was second leg, I was fourth leg, and then after my knee decided it, we was done, we was doing music for the rest of our lives, I was third leg.
I was always third. Yeah, everybody, coaches knew, put me third. I'm not supposed to be out here.
I was either anchor or first. That's all I ever was.
I did all the parts. All of the parts.
All right, we bringing up the red. Let's finish strong. Yeah. That's it. You know, or I was like, all right, take it away.
When they took me off of anchor, I was so happy. Yeah. But yeah, it's different running track versus playing soccer. Playing soccer, I wasn't thinking about, like, except, yeah, only time I had to think about running for playing soccer practice. Was when not they, when it was... We had changed what traveling team we was going to be on, so we had to try out, and they had us running 2 miles, and we brought up the rear. They wanted 2 miles in 16 minutes, 32. Oh, that's 32 nothing. Minutes.
Oh, y'all was did 32. You did. Yes. He was walking?
Basically, like, yo, I'm not a distance runner.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's an 8-minute mile for each.
I am not a distance.
She did it in 32 minutes.
Yeah, she was supposed, they wanted you to do
8 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I said 8 minutes. She did it in 16
minutes. It was me and Megan. Megan finished before me.
Did y'all make the team?
We was only 2 black girls. Yeah, we made that team. We was fire on the field. We just was not making that time. Like, no.
That's how y'all became friends?
Nah, we was friends on the team before that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, like, we,
That's funny.
We was, you can't deny how good we was on the field.
In high school, I ran a 6-minute mile. Yeah,
in high school, too. I got a doctor's note every time. I ran the mile, like, once. And funny. I walked it
for high school, we had to run a 6-minute mile because the basketball coach was also the track coach. Mm. So, like, during basketball season, y'all gotta do a certain amount of laps in a certain amount of time. That's a mile. If everybody didn't cross that line, we would run it again. Bro, I hate it. But that's the thing, well, at least with basketball or any other sport besides track, the goal is, hey, we're trying to get enough points, we're trying to play defense. Yeah. There's so like much to
punish. Running is the punishment. Right. Yeah. With track, people be running for fun. Right. I mean, I do not like
that's
this.
That's cross country. I was like, I don't know what y'all are here doing. Y'all wilding. We're all running miles and miles for fun. But
now I'll be wanting to run. So.
Yeah, I actually
it's peaceful.
I like cardio in general.
I don't, the road. Yeah.
I don't want to race.
Riding bikes is so peaceful.
I do want to ride. I want to ride a bike, but also I like running on a treadmill.
I don't. I need to see something. Like I like running through the cities.
Well, why not put the TV on, man? You can see all of that. So you want to see something?
I need nature.
I like
I need to put birds, a little jungle.
I need to hear the birds chirp.
Put the headphones on.
I need to be running. Hey, how you doing?
Running outside used to make me feel like I was running. I was at track practice. So, like, running on a treadmill was fine for me because I didn't feel like I was at track practice. And then I could have my music in and I could, like, close my eyes and not run into anything because I'm on the treadmill. So, you know.
You could fall off.
Yeah, but I wouldn't run into anything if I was running forward. I've had moments where I was like, whoa. But I was home, yeah, too.
See, I like riding a bike instead because, you know, like, I can pedal and then just kind of, like, let it. Just chill, let the wheels take me for a little bit when I get tired. You can't do that when you're running. You gotta just...
You can slow down.
I can, but my legs gotta consistently move. Like, if I'm riding a bike...
That's why you outside, you seeing stuff. Like, your mind isn't on running. Nah. Like,
My mind is...
Your mind not
on Bro, I can't breathe. My job...
You don't have to race, though. You take your time. Let's go back to the journey. You take your time. You don't got to run this other person's race. You in your own lane, taking your time. That's why I ain't like the single people races. Because, like, they trying to race. Like, why you compete with me?
Because that's the sport.
Whole, that's the whole point.
Now, if I actually compete, I'm going to win.
Yeah,
but it's not about who's winning. It's about who's winning. If I'm in my lane, I'm the only person that's going to win in this lane.
I mean, yeah, there's nobody else in the lane.
Exactly. Except for if you run in a race where the lanes merge.
I get it. Stay in your lane. It's no traffic, man. But lead from somebody who enjoyed racing people, it's somewhere. It's like, cause sometimes you think you're going all out. Until you see somebody right next to you, like, oh, hold up, I'm not gonna catch me slipping. So, you was close. No cigar.
At the end of my track career, I was just going to get out of class.
Word.
Oh, yeah, I just went because my basketball coach was the track coach. So right. I ain't
really used to run at practice.
Yeah, we was all in the trainer's office just chilling.
Yeah, I used to be jumping.
Shin splints, knee aches, back pain.
You know, I never really got shin splints.
Our track was terrible. It was basically cement. We was running on the sidewalk for real.
Oh, no, we didn't.
That's why my knees started acting up even more, because it was basically on the sidewalk.
Nah.
They got a new track now, but...
But what about success?
Success.
All about the journey. We were still on success. You just got to... It's about perspective.
We was falling again.
But yeah, go ahead.
But I mean, tying it into success with track. Track is a sport where you feel like a lot of times you're running and there's not very much progress. Like you feel like you're running in place. You're doing the same exercises because you're running to run. And I feel like that is indicative of the journey to success a lot of times.
You know? But this is why I like track, because a lot of the times you're biased. Like, you do the stuff by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like...
It's an individual sport.
I'm relying on the team. It's just me. So if I mess up, I mess up.
It's like life. But what were you about to say?
Yeah, no, I was going to say the same thing. It's like life, in that also, for you to be a better runner, you have to run. And if you don't like running, you're not going to want to do the running, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like...
And that's why you got a team with you to practice.
Yeah.
Like in the actual meet, actual race, pardon me, the actual race, it's like, now it's like, even though I don't be wanting to compete with people, but I can't let myself just lose, so I have to compete. So now it's like
when I won at Top Golf.
I didn't want to win, but I had to win.
I was in last place. Let me tell y'all the story about. Looks like now we're way too off topic. Y'all go watch my mini vlog on my TikTok.
On my TikTok.
I won. But yeah.
But yeah, as long as you enjoy, if you were to enjoy the parts where you, even though you guys, you know, you found a way to not have to run. I wasn't so
lucky. Also found a way to win.
Yeah, right. I mean, but yeah, that's true. But if you, both the people who typically end up like going to the Olympics are people who enjoy the entire process from start to finish.
I don't think so.
I think so. You have to enjoy.
For fat,
You have to enjoy enough to go. Cause what's the point of it if you're not gonna? What's the point of finishing if you're not gonna enjoy at least? Most of the time you're gonna quit. Cause if you don't enjoy the parts that you don't like, what's the incentive to keep going when you hit
endure,
a point?
That, you endure. You choose to endure the parts that you don't like because you love
the
other parts so much. So, like, I was jumping.
Mm.
I hated running.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't understand why. Oh, that was me.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
I ain't understand why. Why am I running 400s at practice? Why am I running 200s at practice? Why am I beating some of the people who actually run?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I out here? I'm supposed to be jumping. Let me practice jumping. But now I understand it took this so I can do this.
All right.
But I only went through this part so I could do this.
Yeah, I think the love of the whatever part of it has to definitely outweigh the parts that you don't like, but I think you still have to, there still has to be a level of, hey, all right, this, you love the jumping. That was enough for you to be like, I'll run as much as y'all want me to, as long as I can.
Not as much as y'all want me to, but I'll do some running. I'll compromise.
All right, so for somebody else, right? Somebody else might be like, bro, I don't even like jumping. I'm just good at it. And they're like, you know what? Like, if they ever tell me I don't have to do this anymore, I'm not gonna do this anymore because all I want to do is run it. They don't like the parts of the jumping that are not fun for them, so they're not gonna do it, right? And the same thing if we're talking about basketball, like with Kobe likes being in the gym 24/7. The reason why Kobe was Kobe was because he likes being in the gym 24/7. Some people was like, bro, we're talking about practice.
My God.
Yeah, we talking about Brad. I want to be in it. Granted, he was talking about other stuff, but he was like, some people was like, bro, dude, I just want to play in the game. I don't care about the rest of the stuff. But the reason why some of the people who are exceptional at whatever they're exceptional at least in my opinion, is because they enjoy the parts that nobody likes about this specific thing just as much as they enjoy the highlights. It's all worth it. Like, it's not, there's no in between. That's just in my opinion.
Some people, it's, I think, a small percentage of people who enjoy what they don't like just as much as they enjoy what they like, the parts that they do like.
I think you can get there and still not enjoy and still hate those portions. Yeah, but I think
work at it like you love it. But it's like, I don't like this. I'm gonna do my best. As long as you do your best, that's all we ask for. Like, just do, even if you hate it, do your best. I'm gonna do my best on this part, so I can do this. Like, yeah. So I can be the best at this part. I'm gonna do my best here, so I can do my best here. If that makes sense.
I feel you, but I feel like most people don't approach it like that. I feel like most people, the only thing I like about this is the end result. And if the only thing you like about the end result, most times people quit. Because it's like, if the only thing you wanted, it's the same thing with trying to learn a language. Everybody, I want to learn a language. And then, as soon as you hit any adversity, if you're not okay with hitting adversity, you quit because the only thing you wanted to do was get to the end goal.
But then that's when I said earlier, if you remove the end result and trying to be perfect, everything is that much enjoyable.
And you would enjoy, most of the time, people, they, if you remove the end result, they're not going to do it. That's the point I'm trying to make. If you take away at the end of this, I'm going to speak language. It's like, are you still going to speak the language? If you take away at the end of this, I'm going to be an Olympian. Are you still going to do it? If you're not still going to do it, then it's not, you don't enjoy the negative part. You clearly don't enjoy the negative parts enough. Cause it's like, you don't enjoy the process enough if you take away the end result and you don't want to do it anymore.
But if you're willing to do it without an end result, then clearly you love it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Still want to do it.
He's just saying that most people approach it with the end result, and the end result is the only reason that they're doing it. So they don't actually love what they're doing. They're just trying to reach this one goal.
There's a few people who do it, they get what they wanted to do, like, and they're just by just focusing on the end goal and like not like being like the, their whole purpose was the end goal. And I think you can get there, but I think it's a lot harder when you don't. It's a lot harder to be successful at something that you hate.
I'm going to sum this up, guys. Y'all are saying the exact same thing. And what you guys are saying is, basically, success is a journey. It's not a destination. And once you define it as a destination, a lot of times, once you reach that destination, you stop doing it because you don't have a love for it. You're not going to continue it, right? But
take off the destination.
If you enjoy, if you take off the destination and you still want to do it, then just enjoy the journey. There are going to be parts that you like. It's going to be parts that you don't like. But your love for the journey of it is going to outweigh everything. And you're going to keep going and you're going to be successful at whatever you're doing. And I think that's what you both were saying.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Because y'all was just back and forth and I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Same thing. Pretty much new example. All right. But yeah, like, I think... So basically, success is more about the journey. Success is the journey. You don't reach success. You
get into success.
You are in success. Mm-hmm. You are in success, and you continue with the journey of success as you see fit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see it as long as you don't stop. Like, I think the only time you don't see success is if you don't keep going.
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So keep taking those shots. Unless it's alcohol, then know your limits. Okay, we don't control.
Brought to you by our sponsor.
Coming soon. But yeah, I think, y'all were saying the exact same thing. But success is, of course, it's subjective, but it's not defined by the destination. It's not defined by end result, and I think that more people should recognize that, and it should actually be taught in life and in society that success is not this one thing. Like, you can have goals and reach your goals and go after your goals, but that doesn't, it's not indicative or the only indication of success.
Word. I like that. We can wrap that up then.
So, with that being said, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If you haven't already, please like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we will see y'all next week for another episode. Comment below. Let us know what you think about success. Do you feel that you're successful? Do you think that you're kind of successful? Or, you know, what are your thoughts? But we'll see y'all next time. Bye!
Adios!